before the show started,
yes,
you know, which only the CIA was listening in then, you were asking about the video game
yes,
we did.
Penn and Teller Smoke and Mirrors.
Yeah, we did a called Penn and Teller S&M, Penn and Teller Smoke and Mirrors. We did a video game in the 90s for a company called Absolute that went
right.
belly up dead in the water floating. And
was that your fault?
It might have been. And the idea was to do a Penn and Teller video game.
Yeah.
And we did some cool stuff. Like, yes. A lot of video games you could cheat. And we had appearances in our video game by Lou Reed and Debbie Harry.
Apparently, what, every business was called Debbie or Harry?
Yeah. There was all sorts of stuff.
So you walked into a store, it was Debbie's or it was Harry's or it was, yeah, okay. Mm. And the character was played by Debbie Harry.
Yeah, and, nice. And Lou Reed did this thing where if you picked the hardest level, the hardest level was called Impossible.
Right.
And if you picked the hardest level, there was no way to win.
Right.
And then after you tried the hardest level like 20 times, Lou Reed came in and said, it says it's impossible. Impossible does not mean really, really hard. Impossible means like eating the sun. But the best part of that, I think, was an idea that was not mine, not Teller's, and not Barry Marks, who designed the game with us. It was an idea by Eddie Gordetsky.
Yes.
That Eddie Gordetsky, and Eddie's one of the he's one of the producers on Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
Really funny guy. I think that Eddie G is one of the funniest guys in the world. And he said to me that when there was this talk, remember Janet Reno?
Yeah,
remember
sure.
when she was taking away our rights instead of the people that are now?
Mm-hmm.
Janet Reno was really against violent video games.
Right.
So we decided to do this game. Eddie's original idea was called Desert Bus.
Yes, this is one of the ones mentioned on the website, and I love this game.
And Desert Bus was a game that we thought would really appeal to people who didn't like unrealistic games.
Right.
And didn't like violence in their games. And that it was just like real loving life.
Yes.
You were driving a bus from Phoenix.
Yes. I think Las Vegas to Tucson, wasn't
it? No, it was Tucson. It started in Tucson.
Oh, Tucson?
You were driving from Tucson to Las Vegas. You had a limiter on the bus. It couldn't go more than 55 miles an hour.
I think it was 45 is what they said on the website.
Okay. It pulled a little bit to the right, so you had to keep your finger on the controller, and the trip took 8 full hours.
And you saw nothing.
You saw nothing. It was just desert stuff going by, and there was a little green tree hanging from the rearview mirror, one of those things that makes your car smell
centered,
better.
Yeah.
And it would just kind of drift in slowly to one corner of the screen. And you couldn't take your hands off the controls. If you did, it didn't have a spectacular crash. It just slowly went into the sand and then overheated and stopped. And then the game was you being towed backwards all the way back to Tucson. And when you went from Tucson to Vegas and did the full
8 hours.
You had bus stops.
Holding the controls for 8 hours.
You had bus stops. And the bus stops, you could stop and open the door. But no one got on. No one's ever waiting for you. And if you went by them, you weren't punished at all because there was nobody there. It meant nothing. And a bug hit your windshield 5 times during the 8 hours. And that was the only animation. It was just road after road after road. 8 hours of desert bus. And then when you got in, and I love this, when you got into Vegas and pulled in and stopped, the counter, which was 5 zeros,
right.
Went to 1. You got 1 point for an 8-hour shift.
8 hours of driving
and
the bus.
And then a guy came in and said, do you want to pull a double shift, Mac? And then you could drive back to Tucson.
For another point.
For another 8 hours, for another point. And we were planning on giving a very lavish prize for the person that got the highest score. You know, it was a person that got like, if you got like 100, okay, so 800 hours of playing this. And we were hoping that groups of people like fraternities and stuff would play. We had a very lavish prize. It was going to be you got to go on Desert Bus from Tucson to Vegas with, you know, showgirls and a live band and just the most partying bus ever. You got to Vegas. We're going to put you up at the Rio big thing. And then, you know, big shows. You get to go in there. It was a huge prize. The people were really, and it was just Desert Bus. It was dedicated to Janet Reno. And I remember we did one of these shows before it came out where we demonstrated Desert Bus. We had just a guy sitting in a booth with a CRT in front of him and the controller just driving a bus. You see the little green come in, and you'd like start hoping something would run across the street or that the background. And it was so cheap in terms of, you know, memory because we just repeated the same stuff, driving a bus. And it was part of our part of what was called, Penn and Teller's real life games. And we had other ones that were like
toll booth collector
and dry cleaner and all that kind of stuff. And it was just it was a terrific idea, and I wish it had come out because I really wanted a group of people to get a really high score. And there was no way, as far as we knew, to cheat it because you had to steer a little bit. There was a little turn and a pull to the right, and you had to keep your finger on the accelerator, even though it wouldn't go faster than – I thought it was 55, but it might have been 45. So that was Desert Bus. And I believe – haven't some sites come up with some sort of bootleg version of it? Or?
Some of them have. I saw some photos from it this morning. They're very nice.
And there was another one you could set – we had magic tricks where you could do – we had fake astrology, which, of course, redundant. But you could – all these things where you'd punch in stuff on your keyboard that your friend didn't know you were punching in. So you could punch in the card, and then the machine would tell you the card.
Right. Well, one of the complaints was that someone had found a bootleg version of this, but they didn't have the instructions. So they knew you could do a card trick, but they had no idea how to do the card trick.
Yeah, it was really subtle. You had to, while you were pulling the things up and picking the card backs and stuff like that, you entered in secretly the name of the card your friend had picked, and then they were doing all the stuff phony and holding the card to the screen and stuff. And we had another game that was a real game called like Buzz Boys or something.
Right.
Two B's, kind of like a Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
And it didn't have any Penn and Teller logos on it, nothing. And you played it like crazy, but it was designed so that one of the controllers always won, and only by a little bit. So you could really do anything you wanted, no matter how good they got, you would go a little bit better on everyone by like 2 points. And then you had a special panic button where if they wanted to change controllers,
you could switch
that,
it,
and the other one would start winning. So it was a really mean, groovy game, and it was going to come out called Penn & Teller Smoke & Mirrors, S&M. And then I guess they went out of business, and the really sad part of this is that Barry Marks, who was the brains behind it, working with us, and a dear, dear friend of mine, he had this massive heart attack out of the blue and died. So I think he would have a website, certainly, that gave all the instructions and everything, because it was really his baby and a very funny idea. But Desert Bus kind of lives on as an example of a truly politically correct game, and it was Eddie Gordetsky's idea, big Eddie G, and just the best. And we got a few more minutes. Anything happen?